Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Imagine DoorDash dropping off your food with a note attached that says, $5 for a tip, you go to hell. It's PXY Mornings.
No,
Moose Breezy, 585-252-9800. Has tipping culture completely gone off the rails? Have you ever gotten a note, a glare, I don't know, maybe a guilt trip for tipping what you thought was reasonable?
It's definitely happened. We've definitely even talked about it on this show. Because remember we talked about that server that ran out after someone in the restaurant and was like, hey, thanks for the 5% or whatever it was. I'm pretty sure she lost her job.
Yes. You shouldn't do that.
Correct.
However, there are people who suck when it comes to tipping.
Correct. And I agree.
And I think the conversation, though, is when to tip. When is it?
No, the conversation is when you're tipping, does it matter how you are receiving your food based on that tip? For example, if you are out to a restaurant, the standard is anywhere from 18 to 20% of your bill. Got it. Perfect. Love it. We're all pretty aware of that. With this kind of, I would say, new within the last decade idea of delivery service, whether that be Uber Eats, DoorDash, Postmates, Grubhub, fill in blank here. What are people tipping on that and what is the standard? Is it still 20% of your meal or are you tacking on more because they are delivering the food to you with their car versus their legs in a restaurant?
Or self-service, walking up to the counter, ordering your food, taking that tray back to your seat. I mean, what are
you
tipping?
No, I don't tip on that at all.
Okay, there you go. You're not tipping on that.
So I stumbled across this on Facebook and I wanted to read it because I'm also shaking my head. And you guys know I'm a self-proclaimed DoorDash hater. I don't do DoorDash. I think it's a waste of money. I think it's insane. I DoorDashed a pizza to the studio last week, 2 weeks ago. It was like $40. I'm like, okay, well, this is crazy after all the fees and whatnot. This person wrote, I ordered Taco Bell on DoorDash and tipped $5. When I opened the bag, there was a note inside that said $5 question mark. Go to hell. Like what? Bro, you dropped off a chalupa and a Crunchwrap Supreme, not a kidney transplant. Let's do the math. My order was about $10 and I tipped half of the total, which is up to 50%. For someone to drive less than 15 minutes to drop off a bag on my doorstep. That's more than fair in my opinion. But apparently we've reached a point where $5 is considered offensive. So tell me, what exactly are we tipping for now? Because these apps already charge a service fee, a delivery fee, tax, and an unexplained processing fee. We're one step away from paying a thank you fee just for existing. If $5 on a $10 meal sends you into rage, maybe delivery isn't the right fit for you. I didn't realize I was supposed to cover half your rent for handing me a taco.
Yeah. And you know what? A lot of people agreed with this guy, Colton. who wrote this and sent a picture of his Taco Bell bag. And he's in the note. And he's not wrong. He did tip 50% for someone to drive less than 15 minutes.
Correct.
And yes, some of these, listen, some of you like myself, Breezy, once in a while, I like to treat myself. At one point, yeah, I was ordering DoorDash and Uber Eats more than I probably should. And then I stopped that. But it blows my mind where these processing fees are coming from. Because I wanted to order, a couple of my friends were over, I wanted to get a large pizza and a dozen wings. Mm-hmm. What do you think that would cost?
I mean, are you calling on the phone or you? This is DoorDash?
DoorDash.
$55, $60
Well, I mean, with the processing fees and delivery and tip, it came out, it was like $72.
Yeah.
For, and I was like, we're shutting it down. We're going out.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
It's literally cheaper. So I guess the argument and the conversation for any DoorDash drivers, delivery service drivers, also, I guess we can open the floodgates to Uber too. Not Uber Eats, just Ubering in general. Like, what is an appropriate tip? I consider these services luxury. These are luxury services. Going out to eat, not really a luxury. I mean, it kind of is. It kind of isn't. It really depends on how you're raised and your opinion on going out to eat. I see it as just like a treat, not a luxury. But at the end of the day, is this standard or are we completely changing? Because
yeah.
You're already paying, dare I say, anywhere from $5 to $15 on top of the meal that you're already buying. God only knows how much that is with inflation. And then you're paying that on a tip on top of that. And the thing about it is that you're paying this tip prior to the drop-off. You're doing it during all of this. So even if the service sucks, even if, you know, things get delayed, I don't know if you can go back and tip more or less. I really don't know how that works. I don't use the app enough to know.
I mean, I know for Uber you can. I don't know how that works for DoorDash.
But for example, like this person clearly was unhappy with their tip. Who's to say they didn't spit in their food? Who's to say they didn't do something with it? That's the thing that kills me.
First of all, the only way they should be able to see that tip is after they do the drop-off, not before.
Correct.
That is a problem. It just makes you wonder, though, at what point did tipping become a requirement for everything? I mean, are we tipping for service, for labor, or are we tipping for guilt? Majority of the time, I'm tipping out of guilt.
I understand that with these driving services, you're doing a lot more legwork than just a normal server that's like stationary in a restaurant. I understand that. You're getting out of your car. You're driving your car. You're getting out of your car again to drop it off. You're doing things on the app. I get that. But also, like, that's the job you signed up for. Like, am I horrible for saying that? Like, I'm so confused right now. What is an appropriate tip for a $10 taco in DoorDash?
I mean, he did tip 50%. Chris says, I purchased a water bottle at a convenience store. I was asked to leave a tip. I think it's out of control. Let's go over to Vanessa. Is it back in the day? A tip was a thank you for exceptional service, you guys. And now I feel like it's mandatory.
It's entitlement.
Or you're just a bad human.
Right.
And I get that. Like, you know, the other day I went and I stopped at a coffee shop. They handed me a $3 iced coffee and was really quick to flip that iPad over at me. And of course I leave something because I do it out of guilt. If I don't,
I don't care.
You know, and it's like, that's the point I've gotten to where it's like, oh, there's a line of people behind me. I better tip something.
No one's looking at your iPad, though. That's the thing. Like, I'm just so, my brain is so rattled by this. I can't even comprehend. And maybe this is because I'm so foreign to DoorDash and all of these things. But at the same time, like, I'm genuinely asking the question, what is an appropriate tip on a $10 taco on DoorDash?
All right, let's go over to, let's go around the phones. PXY, who's this?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. All right, go for it. You're live.
So I used to do Grubhub all the time. I used to be a driver.
Okay.
I made the best money during COVID.
Correct.
Obviously, nobody could go anywhere. So people were tipping really, really, really
and
good.
And they had a ton of money from all of their checks that we were getting.
100%. Mm-hmm. Then I continued to do it after because I was like, this is easy money. Go yeah. around for a couple of hours, whatever. What really chapped my butt is when
taxes
people would literally leave me a penny for a tip.
Yeah. Stop.
I had somebody.
It's insulting.
And it was funny because once you're driving around, it pings you to whatever area you're closest to. So then sure. you just go to that area. And then you don't even know where you're going once you pick up the order. You're like, you
That's
just get
dangerous.
The person. Right. So it's like, I could be in Webster and then it's like, oh, deliver this to Conkey Avenue. And I'm like, wait, I'm in Webster. Why am I going way back to the city?
Right. Why? Right.
People would leave instructions like, oh, when you park, go to the left, walk over here, go up four flights of stairs and leave it at the door and ring the doorbell when you're here.
Oh, my.
No problem.
Yeah, you've been on both sides.
So
of
what
it.
Would you say is an appropriate tip for a $10 taco that was a less than 10 to 15 minute drive?
I literally would say $5 was even too much.
Yeah. And listen,
honestly,
I used to drive for Postmates when I was in L.A.
Yes,
and I'll never forget, man. It took me 50 minutes to drop off one salad to Disney Studios to an executive. I had to check in through security. They had to take my picture. I had to park in the parking garage. When it was all said and done, it was a nightmare of a delivery. This woman yep. tipped me $1.50 and it cost me $12 yes. to get out of the parking garage. I've been on both sides of it.
I guess some lady yelled at me one time because she was like, oh, you didn't leave the order on the right side of the door. And I was like, oh, I apologize. Like, I'm messaging her. I'm like, I apologize. I'm so sorry about that. She goes, yeah. And then she goes, well, I left you a tip. And I'm like, awesome. You know, I just went up four flights of stairs and got completely lost.
How much?
And she left me 5 cents.
Yeah.
See. What?
I said, thank you for the tip, ma'am.
Does she want you to spoon feed her as well? Oh my God.
Listen, I would have to say I was a really great driver. I used to have people rate me all the time and tell me I was so great because especially during COVID or even any other time, I'd be at the restaurant and they would be messaging me like, hey, I see that you've been there for like 25 minutes. What's going on? I go, yeah, I'm just sitting here in the waiting room, you know, waiting for your food. And
yeah,
I would be like, do you need napkins? Do you need salt and pepper? Do you need silver? Like, I would be like constantly communicating with them. And that's also what also I think is really good tips is if you're very, you know, you're communicating and everything.
Yep.
But people would give me tips and I'm like, I just drove 35 minutes, like from Webster all the way out to Ontario and you gave me $1 and had all these instructions on where to leave your food. I was like, I cannot.
I'm so sorry, Michelle. Thank you so much for the call and good luck to you. I'm glad you're no longer doing that.
Yeah. Thanks, Michelle.
Yeah. So
back in the day, a tip was a thank you for exceptional service. And if you are doing exceptional service, like people like myself or Michelle, You figure out what they deserve. You know what I mean? But it's just because you're doing a great job, it's not everybody sees that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, if somebody does go out of their way to tip you and it's fair, why would you leave a note and tell them to go to hell? There's obviously something else going on in your life. The whole night consisted of crappy deliveries, and you're taking it out on this one dude whose name is Colton.
Yeah, on the Chalupa. Yep.
Thank you guys for the messages on this. Peaks White Mornings, you got Moose and Breezy.
Oh,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
For what I would have done to trade positions with a Churchville Chilai middle schooler yesterday. It was a very exciting day because members of the Buffalo Bills paid the school a visit.
I did see that.
Did you see this?
Yeah, they all showed up. It was cool.
Yeah, 5th and 6th grade students got to take part in a pep rally with no other than Deion Dawkins and Javon Solomon? Solomon? Not sure.
And you really wanted to be there, huh?
And former player George Wilson and Billy Buffalo, the mascot, obviously. Select students got to participate in flag football skills with them. The 7th and 8th grade students got to greet the players during a hallway walkthrough event. It was fresh off the win from the Kansas City Chiefs. Absolutely crushing it. How did they pull that off? How did they get these Bills players in Churchville Chilai yesterday? I mean, did they have to pay them to be there?
No,
or did
I don't
they
think
just
so.
Come out of the kindness of their heart.
They do. They're all about, and they say it themselves, you know, they're all about helping out the community, especially kids too. And they've been doing way more in Rochester than ever before, which is awesome to see.
Yeah, they're including and inducting mini mafia members and welcomed them on Tuesday. So get those Bills fans young, you know what I mean? Snatch them young, make sure they know where they are and what they're representing, and they'll be fans for life. Don't worry about it.
This Sunday, Bills are in Miami. They're facing off against the 2-7 Dolphins. That's a 1 o'clock game, but go Bills.
Go Bills.
Can't wait to see it. Coming up on the show, it's time for everyone's favorite game, Can't Be Breezy. Caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800, to win a pair of tickets to see Taylor's Story, a tribute to Taylor Swift for this Friday night, November 7th, at Fort Hill Performing Arts Center in Canandaigua,
yes.
Hosted by Breezy and myself. You guys can hang with us before the show, along with the artist. It's going to be a really, really cool, fun night.
Nice.
And we want you guys to be there. Caller 8 right now to go head-to-head with our girl. It's coming up next. Good luck.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't
beat Breezy! We got to find our caller 8 this morning, 585-252-9800. That's right. We're looking to give you a pair of tickets to go see Taylor's Story. This is a live performance.
Yep, it's a tribute band for Taylor Swift and all of her eras. They're going to tell you the story of how she came to be the biggest pop star in the world, and we're going to be there.
That's right. You guys can hang with us before the show. We're going to have a blast. Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
My name is Nicole.
Nicole, good morning. Where are you calling from?
Good morning. I am calling from around Aquite.
Oh, do them proud. You're calling number 8. Nicole, can you do me a favor and talk some trash to Breezy before she leaves the room?
Well, no, I can't. I'm not that kind of person. I'm so sorry.
No, I love it. Thank you so much.
That's so
you
lame.
Sweetheart.
Okay, all right.
I know,
good luck.
I'm lame.
All right, Breezy's leaving the room. All right, Nicole, do a round of quite proud. Here's the rules. 5 seconds on the clock to answer each question, okay? If you end in a tie with Breeze, you're getting the win. You're going to the show. Who are you going to take with you?
My best Swiftie friend, Melissa.
All right, you're going to take Melissa. Let's go to question number 1. Because you're worth it is the slogan of which beauty brand?
Rare Beauty.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Going with Rare Beauty. I'm going to be honest with you. Never heard of them. Let's go to question number 2. The TV show Breaking Bad is set in which U.S. state?
Oh, my goodness.
Which state?
I don't know.
Okay, guess. I'll give you it's more on the West Coast.
Wisconsin.
All right, we're going... We're going with Wisconsin.
Hey, I'm blonde. Leave me alone, and it's early.
All right.
Hard.
We love that you're here. Question number two. Do you like football, Michelle? Or, excuse me,
yes,
Nicole?
I do.
Okay, Nicole. In what, in football, how many points is a safety worth?
Two.
Going with two. Let's go to question number four. Say hello to my little friend comes from which gangster movie?
Oh, my goodness. Scarface.
Going with Scarface, and let's go to the last question. This is a tough one. What is the name of the person who shot and killed Abraham Lincoln?
John Wilkes Booth.
Final answer?
Final answer.
All right, we're locking really you in. We're locking you in. All right, let's tally these up. We're going to see how well our girl Nicole did.
Okay.
Right now, we are looking at a total of, not too shabby, 3 out of 5.
Okay, Nicole, pop off, queen.
All right, Nicole, stay right there. That might be enough to beat Breezy and get yourself the tickets to go see Taylor's Story for this Friday night. Breezy, because you're worth it is the slogan of which beauty brand? I need an answer.
L'Oreal?
Going with L'Oreal. Let's go to question number two. Breezy, in the TV show Breaking Bad, the show is set in which U.S. state?
I don't know. Texas?
Going with Texas?
Sure.
Question number three. In football, how many points is a safety worth?
Two.
Final answer?
Three.
Which one is it?
I think it's two.
I'm going with two.
I think it's two.
Breezy, question number four. Say hello to my little friend. It comes from which gangster movie?
The Terminator.
Going with The Terminator. And last question. Breezy, huge history girl.
Huge.
Big history buff. What is the name of the person who shot and killed Abraham Lincoln?
Why would we give him a pedestal or a platform? Oh my God, that's horrible. No, that's a horrible question. Pass. Disqualification.
You can't pass. I need a name. Come on. I need a name.
John Doe.
You going with John Doe?
Yeah.
All right. Going with John Doe. Let's get our girl Nicole back.
Now you're giving a murderer a platform.
Hey, Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you
laughing at me?
I said like the same thing.
That's so crazy.
All right. We got to tally these up. How do you think Breezy did, Nicole?
I think she did about as good as I did.
Well, you got three right. She only got one. You destroyed her. Good for you. You got the ticket.
Yay! All right.
Let's run through the board because there was a little bit of a struggle this morning, and
damn,
that's okay.
It.
Because you're worth it is the slogan of L'Oreal.
That's the one I got right.
Breezy did get that one right. I marked it wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh, so I got two.
You got two.
Can you correct yourself, please?
It was 3-2. Breaking Bad takes place in New Mexico. In football, a safety is worth 2 points. You both got that correct. Question four is, say hello to my little friend is from Scarface. Breezy said The Terminator.
I always say The Terminator. It's my default.
And question number five, the person who shot and killed Abraham Lincoln was John Wilkes Booth. You got that one right, Nicole. Breezy said John Doe. She was close.
So it's named John. So I got
that's
it right.
First name.
It was close.
Literally John.
All right. So you and your friend, you said Marissa?
Or Melissa.
Melissa, you guys are going to go to the show this Friday night. You have to come and say hello to Breezy and I when you get there, okay?
Absolutely. We're Swifties. We'll be all dressed up.
All right, perfect.
Hey, Jagger.
I need you to say my name is Nicole from Irondequoit, and I just beat Breezy.
I'm Nicole from Irondequoit, and I just beat Breezy.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. 98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.